It's off the road in Maple Ridge, so no big problems to tell you about. Just some regular Monday morning volume. Save-On Foods knows a little extra savings means a lot. This week, get strawberries, number one, USA, 2 pounds, just $5.99 each at Save-On Foods. We've got a mix of sun and cloud ahead today. The high will be about 19, right now 11 degrees.
Move 1035 to what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
The wildfire near Squamish appears to have stabilized after a cool, cloudy weekend. The District of Squamish says the Dryden Creek wildfire has held steady at 0.6 square kilometers. Weather conditions seem favorable for firefighting, but the district says the state of a local emergency remains in place and many nearby properties are still under an evacuation alert. The blaze is one of 93 wildfires currently burning through British Columbia. Prime Minister Mark Carney will meet this morning with U.S. President Donald Trump at the G7 summit in the Rockies outside Kananaskis. It's Trump's first visit to Canada since he stormed out of the last Canadian-hosted G7 summit, and that was in Quebec in 2018. It's also his first state trip since he started musing that our country should become an American state. A beloved cinema that's been a cornerstone in the Pitt Meadows community for decades is closing its doors at the end of the month. Hollywood 3 Cinemas says in a social media post that its management team has not been able to renew its lease due to unforeseen circumstances. And Good Day Sirs, former England football captain and Posh Spice's husband David Beckham, Oscar-winning actor Gary Oldman, and The Who frontman Roger Daltrey have all been awarded knighthoods.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And to show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
$1,000 minutes, round one on the way at 735. And to save you time and win you money, the answer to question one at 735 will be basil. Basil leaves.
Did you say basil, not basil? I'm not sure which way I say it. Basil, basil. Either one.
Basil, I feel like I'm talking to a rapscallion British individual.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe I'm saying it incorrectly.
Basil, I feel, is an herb. Basil is a dude I met at a bar.
Got it. Okay. So that is on the way to $1,000 minute at 7:35. Coming up in a few minutes, where are Canadians traveling to this summer? Some of us are staying put. Some of us are traveling to far destinations that are not the U.S. Details on the way. First, Natalie Imbruglia on Move.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for.
Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed. We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth. That even the darkest days and the bad times are better.
Move 103.5. Many Canadians are skipping the States right now, so where are we going instead? These are the places that Canadians are going to or will be going to this summer, according to some new travel data. Japan has had an increase by 30% of visits by Canadians in the first half of 2025. And apparently one of the reasons is that our dollar is quite strong compared to the yen right now.
I've heard that, yeah. Yes. No, that's excellent. That would be an amazing bucket list trip.
I have two close friends who have already been in Japan this year.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And all those things, right?
Yeah.
My girlfriend, Kate, she said they traveled by the subway. Of course, it's not even called that, right? Like rapid train or whatever, from the airport to the hotel. And she turned to her husband and she was like, everything's quiet. Everything's tidy. Everything's in order. These are my people.
Yeah, I had one of my friends went last year and said it was like a bucket list trip of a lifetime. Loved Japan so much. And one of the crazy things for her, she said, was they went to a ball game and the woman in front of them went up to use the bathroom and left her purse. And my friend Karen is like, she just left her purse.
Yeah.
And it's just like, just there in a stadium full of people.
Like you almost have to call her back and say, excuse me,
your
you
purse.
Forgot this.
Yeah. And guess what? Her purse was fine.
Right.
Yeah. And then everybody, as they left the ball game, guess what they did? They picked up all their garbage.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that just wild?
You
like,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I laughed. And I also, like, there people are not, like, constantly talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about you. Actually, Nat. I think I'm going to go to Japan. I think
yeah.
I'd love it.
Yeah, like, their train system, people
yeah.
are quiet. There's, like,
yes.
you have to be very respectful
yes.
on the train system.
Yes.
I feel like Japan might be my people, too.
I want
yeah. Portugal has also seen a real increase since our spat with the U.S., about 11% bump in Canadian travelers to Portugal. Mexico, of course, which would be a natural as it is so close. But then I also found this interesting of places that people are really searching to go for, to go to for like summer trips or into the fall. In Tanzania, has seen a 103% increase in searches by Canadians.
Love it.
So Tanzania is, it's the wildlife experience there. It is home to the Serengeti and to Mount Kilimanjaro. And whether you're like, okay, maybe it's you've stopped doing a lot of cross-border shopping.
Yep.
And so you're saving up all that money that you would have spent at Trader Joe's.
Maybe. I mean, that wouldn't be a cheap vacation, you wouldn't think. But I do love that people are just looking at travel differently. Like if you were just in some kind of automatic pattern, you're just used to going to certain places perhaps, and now you're like, I don't want to do that right now. And then the world kind of opens up to you with all of these other ideas. And that's a cool thing.
And it's interesting, Drew, because you were just saying you ran into a friend who said that they, you know, they're looking at 3.5 years. Before they go back to the States, right? And so I wonder if people, if they're really thinking those terms, like it's Tanzania, you know, over the next 3.5 years, you know, like I'll save some money and I'll make that happen.
You're not doing like a last minute trip to Tanzania, but maybe you're already thinking about 26 or 27.
I love it.
Yeah. Cool. And then for Italy, it was Palermo, which is the capital of Sicily. So Sicily in general is sort of like the sort of, you know, it's been Florence, it's been, you know, it's been Rome, of course, or whatever. But the idea that Sicily is just a little bit more, maybe not untouched. People know Sicily, of course, but like I think, you know, from a Canadian perspective, it wasn't necessarily the go-to when you went to Italy. So Palermo is where people are searching for. And I just like the idea of people looking for like places that are a little bit different, you know, like just maybe it's a country that you know of, but it's a little bit more off the beaten path.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah. See the world.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so, and then, you know, have fun, planning that. I'm not doing anything this year, so I'm very envious. I'm living through all of you.
You bring the vibe. We bring the experience. Oshiega with iHeartRadio in Montreal. You can win 2 gold weekend passes to see The Killers, Doechii, Olivia Rodrigo, and more. With travel from tripcentral.ca, 4 nights at Montreal Marriott Chateau Champlain, and $500 spending cash. Just listen to this station on the iHeartRadio app for 10 minutes every day for your chance to win. iHeartRadio Experience. Oshiega.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes, had a great roomie, so dependable, great with money, amazing what they could do with $45, and fast, like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Big announcement coming, everybody! Big announcement!
Get ready. The Trailer Park Boys are now on Crave.
It's gonna be wicked.
We are partying tonight.
I am pumped.
All 12 seasons of the iconic Canadian series.
Promise me you'll use some sense of decorum on the TV.
Bubbles, what are you worried about? Of course they use decorum on the TV.
Julian, Ricky, Bubbles, and the rest of the Sunnyvale gang are all here.
Decent!
Trailer Park Boys. Stream now on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe at crave.ca.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
The retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths in Langley is almost over. This is their final week, and prices have dropped again for the final time. Everything must go. Save 61% or more on every piece of in-stock jewelry, including diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver.
It's the end of an era. The last day is this Saturday, and then it's all over. Save 61% or more with the retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths on the bypass in Langley.
Hey, here's some drug-impaired driving laws, simplified. If police suspect you're driving impaired by drugs, they have the tools to arrest you. First, a roadside test. And if you fail, further testing at the station, which can lead to your arrest and a criminal conviction for impaired driving. It's not just alcohol, it's drugs too. If you drive high, there will be consequences.
Let's keep our roads safe. A message from Met Canada.
Move 103.5's Quick Picks with Leanne McLaren.
Cameron Whitcomb is set to perform at Commodore Ballroom on July 17th. The show is sold out, but Move is giving you a chance to win your way in. Plus, we'll give you meet and greet passes. Can you solve this world-famous mystery? The Arts Club Theatre Company's production of The Mousetrap at Granville Island Stage is on June 26th to August 10th. And Move has your chance to win a pair of tickets. Go to move1035.ca for your chance to win.
Move 1035's Quick Picks.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G Plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Introducing Bryan Adams Radio
on iHeartRadio.
Hosted by Bryan Adams himself.
Join me for an insider look on a wild ride through 40 years of global rock and roll.
Bryan Adams Radio. Now available on the free iHeartRadio app. Or ask your smart speaker to play Bryan Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Who's ready to rock?
Kids wanna rock.
During the Hyundai Race to the Cup sales event, everything feels like a game-winning goal! Like having three powertrain options for the Tucson, including the Tucson Hybrid and Tucson Plug-in Hybrid. 3.99% financing! And how more than 9 out of 10 Tucsons sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. Now that's a hat trick! Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $25 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. Looking good this morning. We definitely have some volume northbound on the Ironworkers, westbound on the Portman, and the Alex Fraser is slow northbound from south of 72nd. But no stalls or accidents right now. Canadian Tire in support of Jumpstart. Jumpstart helps families overcome financial barriers to sport and play. Donate this Jumpstart month at jumpstart.canadiantire.ca. Sunshine, a few clouds. The high will be 19 today, right now 13 degrees. All right, looks like problems between Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. We'll have the details in What's Trending.
$1,000 Minute 2, that's ahead at 7:35. Here's Matchbox 20. Today's best variety, Move 103.5.
Telling me
sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking,
good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Are Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom on the verge of divorce?
What's trending?
People Magazine sure thinks so. Reports this weekend say it is not looking good, that they have different ideas on where they want their lives to go from here, with Katy hyper-focused on her career right now. Has the big tour of the summer, had an album. Didn't get off to a great start, maybe focused on trying to get another one done. Super, super career focused for Katy right now. Apparently, Orlando has got his mind perhaps on other things for them, aside from her just being on tour forever and ever.
Maybe it's because, maybe also it's because, like, she's an astronaut now and he's not, and it's hard for them to...
jealous?
Yeah, it's hard for them to relate to each other.
Maybe he's jealous. Maybe his habit of leaving dental floss lying around the house finally was enough for Katy.
He leaves the floss everywhere on the side of my bed and in the car and on the kitchen table. I'm like, there is bins everywhere.
Yeah, you would never use the he would never use the garbage bins. That's, he would just leave the dental floss, apparently walk around the house flossing and then just drop the dental floss wherever he was done.
I mean, I appreciate that he cares a lot about his teeth and is flossing, obviously, more than the vast majority of the human population.
It might be too much.
It might be too much. His gums might be raw. But there really should be something about putting your floss, which is quite disgusting. Like, used floss is really quite gross. Like, you have to dispose of that.
It might be a legit grounds for a breakup.
Yeah. Thing in our family, we floss a lot, and there's always floss on the floor in the bathroom.
Sometimes I get, like, if you've missed it going into the trash bin.
Very little weight to it. If you're just tossing it in the general direction of the trash, it can fly.
Like Charlotte, my teenager, Drew.
Yeah. Yeah, it can fly.
Stop it.
It's the leaving it in the living room that I don't get.
Okay. And on her side of the bed.
There's a line here.
What's he doing over there?
There's a line here.
It's like he purposely flossed, went over, and then put it on her side of the bed.
It's very vindictive.
That's aggression. Yeah, there's something going on. If you've noticed that some of your favorite Cheerios flavors have suddenly disappeared, where'd they go? You are not imagining things. General Mills has decided to stop manufacturing three popular flavors: Honey Nut Cheerios Medley Crunch, Chocolate Peanut Butter Cheerios, and Honey Nut Cheerios Minis. So the Minis one, that's only been out for about a year or so, but the others have been out for like the Medley Crunch over a decade, Chocolate Peanut Butter since 2017. I know too much about Cheerios.
I was going to say, holy cow.
So, but they have, the thing with Cheerios now is they have 35 different flavors.
Yeah, that's the thing with everything. It's just another variety of something you already know.
Yeah.
There's like 1,000 different Kit Kat bars. There's 1,000 different Reese's peanut butter cups now.
It must be expensive to produce all those flavors of Cheerios.
Right.
And they did one, I fell for one recently. I don't really buy a lot of breakfast cereal, but I fell for their veggie blends.
Oh my God.
Why did you even?
I don't know.
Why?
Right.
What, you want your breakfast cereal to taste like broccoli? Veggie blend?
It's supposed to be blueberry, banana, apple, strawberry, and then your vegetables are hidden. And so, apparently I'm a toddler and I need my vegetables hidden.
Because they only identified the fruits. They didn't advertise
kale.
What the vegetable was.
No. It was, but it's called veggie blends. And let me save you some money. Do not buy that one. Why that one has not been discontinued, I have no idea.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
How sweet.
on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show at 7:34, and it's time to play the $1,000 Minute.
Caller 25 looking for you, 604-280-1035. We'll play after Maroon 5 on Move.
I don't want to know, no, 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 who's taking you home, 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 home. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't want to know, no, 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 who's taking you home, 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 home. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't want to know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Place I go reminds me of you. From this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah. I see, but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a
in South Surrey this morning with his daughter Olive in the car with him. How was Father's Day yesterday, Dad?
Oh, it was awesome. It was the best day ever.
Oh, what'd you guys do?
Well, what we did is we went to soccer and then gymnastics with my daughter, and then we just hung out as a family.
Nice. All right. And you're doing this drive. You guys drive every morning and you listen to this play of the $1,000 Minute. Is that correct?
Every single morning.
And how do you normally do?
How do I normally do, Olive? Like 6 or 7? 6 or 7 out of 10.
6 or 7 out of 10. All right. So yeah. Olive is there. She is your wing person to help you out this morning, Steve. Hopefully it's $1,000. It's the first time you've ever got through. So wouldn't that be something?
Oh, right on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 1 minute on the clock, 10 questions, all 10 right, $1,000 for you guys. If not, it is $10 for each correct answer. And if you don't know something, say pass quickly and we'll try to come back to it, okay?
Perfect.
Ready to play, Steve?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it. $1,000 Minute starts now. What herb traditionally tops a margarita pizza?
It's basil.
Cameron Young or J.J. Spawn, who won yesterday's U.S. Open?
Spawn.
The live-action remake of what 2010 animated film was number one this weekend?
Pass.
Using the proficiency scale, what's the highest evaluation you can get on an elementary school report card?
It's extending.
Bogota is the capital of what country?
Pass.
Rap legend Tupac Shakur, born on this day in 71, was he East Coast or West Coast?
He was the West Coast.
What's 74 plus 17?
91.
Vice City was the fourth in what series of video games?
Vice City was Grand Theft Auto.
True or false, the first Father's Day was celebrated in Washington, D.C.?
True.
Who was the lead singer of the Police?
A pass.
You did well. We had some passes there, but you did well. The first two you answered correctly. The number one movie at the box office was How to Train Your Dragon. Then Lilo and Stitch was number two. You do know your elementary school report cards because I guess you were living it right now.
Well, I'm a teacher, so...
You're a teacher.
I should know that.
I'll be honest. It took you a second, Steve.
Yeah, you're like, I was
struggling there for a second. I was like, no, Merge, no, that's bad.
Bogota is the capital of Colombia. Then you get the next three right. The first Father's Day, though, was in Washington State, not D.C., and Sting was the lead singer of the Police.
So 6 out of 10, $60. Is that proficient? Steve?
That's right there.
It's right there.
Is that what you write?
No, I knew the answers to the passes. I just didn't want to make mistakes, so I took my time. It wasn't about efficiency. It was about getting it right.
Got it. So,
but your performance overall, a 6 out of 10, you correctly predicted 6 out of 10. That's how you did. That's what you did here this morning. $60, Steve. Perfect. Thank you.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. The second play of the $1,000 Minute, the At Work Edition, coming up at 9:35 this morning.
On the way before 8 o'clock, hijacking someone else's birthday party. We'll explain in the next 10 minutes.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G Plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
June 2026, the greatest sporting event on earth is coming to Canada.
It's a moment of World Cup history.
FIFA World Cup 2026. Next summer on TSN and CTV.
Oh, Canada!
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, 1,000 Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really, that would be cool though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
At White Spot, we believe just about anything could be a reason to celebrate. Baby's first steps, kindergarten graduation, birthdays, new jobs, or even taking seventh place in the baseball tournament. But sometimes the best reason is just 'cause. Just 'cause you want to get together with family and friends to enjoy a great meal at your favorite spot. White Spot. We're BC's spot to celebrate for any reason, big or little. Like convincing your teenager to finally mow the lawn. Now that's big. Whatever your reason, White Spot. We'll see you soon.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of money being sucked out of our home. Time to upgrade our windows, doors, and insulation.
That sounds expensive.
What's expensive is paying for heating and cooling that just leaks outside. With high-efficiency upgrades, we'll use less energy, which could help reduce overall greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, we'll save money with FortisBC's rebates.
Rebates. Did you hear that?
Visit FortisBC.com/rebates to discover all our go-ahead
rebates
to help conserve energy in your home. Energy for a better BC.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yep.
Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not? No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know, with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes, because Brisbane, Australia is just one sleep away. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure in Queensland, because you're one sleep away from saying g'day to the out-of-this-world outback and one sleep from the Great Barrier Reef. Wander where the wildlife is a lot wilder. The rainforests are 180 million years old, and the turquoise gorges are paradise to kayak. Fly nonstop and wake up in Brisbane, Queensland with Air Canada. Nice travels.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, or boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Callum, Sarah, I heard you had something for me.
You're gonna like it.
Everyone is going to like it.
Okay, what is it?
You know how we get engagement ring prototypes from all the top designers?
Yes, but that's not new.
They're finished.
But it is new. We have 8 exciting new engagement rings.
Plus 2 that are super exciting.
We call it the Top 10 Collection.
Are they elegant?
Extremely elegant.
Dazzling?
Delightfully dazzling.
Affordable?
Amazingly affordable.
8 exciting engagement rings?
Yes, plus 2 that are super exciting.
Michael, come and take a look at the Spence Top 10.
You really want to see the Spence Top 10.
Do you know who should come and see them?
Who?
Everyone who is in love.
It is good to be in love.
Extremely elegant, delightfully dazzling,
and amazingly affordable.
I love this place.
I love this place too.
That makes 3 of us.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson, and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. An outrageous half-hour comedy with the heroes we need now more than ever. Canadian superheroes.
Canadian superheroes?
Yes, Canadian superheroes. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders.
You just pissed up the wrong maple tree.
Then Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll!
Super Team Canada, new series, stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep, delivered. Snacks, delivered. Fresh fruit, delivered. Grocery delivery on repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at pcexpress.ca.
Test your detective skills with Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. The game is afoot in this genre-defining whodunit at the Arts Club Granville Island stage, June 26th to August 10th. For over 70 years, the longest-running play in history has kept audiences guessing. Can you solve the world-famous mystery? Give it a shot, but remember, no spoilers. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. The Mousetrap. That's artsclub.com.
The Big Check event is on now at Sport Check. From June 5th to 18th, shop savings up to 60% off. Find amazing deals on golf, bikes, shoes, and more. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Good looking morning here. We've got some volume northbound Iron Workers, northbound Patello, northbound Alex Fraser, counterflowing at the tunnel, northbound Study there, southbound slow from Steveston Highway. Save on Foods knows a little extra savings means a lot. This week, get strawberries, number one USA, 2 pounds, just $5.99 each at Save on Foods. We've got sunshine ahead today. The high will be about 22, right now 12 degrees.
Thank you.
East, Move 103.5. Good morning, 7:52. Her friends are telling her to get over it. Could you get over it? That's the question after one friend hijacked another friend's birthday party. 604-280-1035. You can text us at 103-535. Could you just get over it? Here's what's happened. The woman who was celebrating her birthday, let's call her Sophie, says she doesn't usually make a big deal out of her birthday, but this year decided she wanted to celebrate. So she invited about a dozen close friends and made reservations at a restaurant for dinner. A few days before the party, she gets a call from one of her invited guests, a male friend. Let's call him Jake. And Jake asks Sophie if it's okay if he proposes to his girlfriend at Sophie's birthday dinner. Sophie says, to be honest, I'd rather you not, but thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, according to Sophie, Jake seemed a little surprised and disappointed with Sophie's reaction, but thought the dinner wrapped up okay. Flash forward to the birthday dinner. And guess who stands up and starts giving a speech?
Ah, Jake.
Guess who then drops to one knee and proposes to his girlfriend? Guess what the reaction is around the table? Claps and cheers! Congratulations!
Of course,
oh, amazing!
Of course.
So great, so fun. And then all of the conversation turns to what for the rest of the night? The newly engaged couple. Sophie says she actually had a chance later on in the evening to talk to Jake kind of one-on-one and was like, dude, congratulations, but what was that about? Like, you literally asked me if you could do this and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, come on, I had to. The moment was perfect. You're not mad, right? And then the friends that she has also since had some conversations with other friends just on the down low, because this has been a hard thing for her to kind of get beyond. And the friends they have in common are like, hey, just get over it. Get over it. You had a wonderful birthday party, memorable party. What a great story to come out of your big party and celebration. Be happy for them. They're great together. Be happy for them. Could you just get over it if a friend hijacked your birthday party, even after you expressly told them, please don't do this at my party?
I don't know. I feel like Sophie's a little bit much, but I also feel like Jake obviously way overstepped. And also, why is it somebody's birthday party with a bunch of other people the perfect moment to propose? I just feel like that's also not a great proposal moment. Like, just around a dinner table, you're at, you know, like, I don't know, whatever,
maybe
the Cactus Club, and you're like, no, this is the time.
Maybe you feel like this is the gathering of all of your closest friends, like your closest friends
right.
are also Sophie's
right.
closest friends. So here's like the perfect moment to do it in front of all of your friends. So you can all celebrate together.
No, I don't think it was a great proposal. I don't think I'd be super mad. Like, did Sophie say what birthday this was?
Because she did not say. This was the year. She just again, according to Sophie, doesn't typically go out or do big things to mark, but wanted to this year. I'm not sure it was tied to a specific milestone or not.
I don't know, but I also, the thing with your birthday, it's like, you know, people are going out for a birthday, but like, it's not that the whole conversation is constantly about you
right.
for the entire evening either, at least not the birthday parties I've been to or the birthday parties I've thrown. Like, it's just not. But it's, I don't know, like, I don't like either one of them. Is that an option?
I would dislike Jake a little more, but Chana, text from Chana says, also agree that this is not a very creative way to propose at a friend's birthday party. But if you're happy, shouldn't you be happy, like, ultimately happy for your friend? Is that the thing that, I mean, you were obviously friends before. It doesn't sound like there was anything, like, terribly wrong with the friendship. It was just the idea that he kind of stole the spotlight at your birthday party, but isn't that something that you should be able to get over? Maybe, maybe not. 604-280-1035, or you can text 103-535 anytime. 7:56 with Delaney Jane on Move.
I woke up from a dream about you. I kinda liked it till it came to. Made me forget that we were bad news. My heart feels heavy now.
so about you.
I kinda liked it till it came to.
Made me forget that we were bad news.
Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a couple of busy spots this morning. We've got the Lionsgate northbound slow from Jervis, southbound steady. Iron Workers northbound slow from Willingdon. Fort Mann westbound slow from the West End. And the tunnel counterflows in northbound slow from Highway 17A. So volume in all the regular hot spots, but no stalls or accidents right now. Save On Foods knows a little extra savings means a lot. This week, get Hellmann's mayonnaise, 750 milliliters, just $5.99 each at Save On Foods. Weather today looking good. We've got a mix of sun and cloud. The high will be about 20. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Move 103.5, so what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
That wildfire near Squamish appears to have stabilized after cool, cloudy temperatures and weather over the weekend. District of Squamish says the Dryden Creek wildfire has held steady at 0.6 square kilometers in size. Vancouver's Gastown will go car-free this summer, just on Sundays and on Wall Street. The Gastown Business Improvement Society says Sunday closures are a compromise after some businesses complained last summer's complete shutdown hurt their bottom line. The Vancouver Park Board voting on paid parking at Spanish Banks Beach and making it permanent with a marginal increase this summer. That vote will happen tonight. The board launched a pilot program last year charging $1 an hour, and actually they ended up making $168,000 in 10 months, which was over what they thought they would. Before the pilot, the Spanish Banks Beach was the only one in the city where there was free parking. U.S. President Donald Trump visiting Canada for the first time since he began repeatedly saying our country should become an American state. He meets with Prime Minister Mark Carney this morning at the G7 summit in Alberta. The Israeli military has warned residents in parts of Iran's capital to evacuate ahead of Israeli strikes. Israel claims it's achieved air superiority over Tehran. And a big science story this week has already concluded that doing cardio after you lift weights will help you lose more weight.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Will Smith has new music. Will Smith's new music is not good. We'll have some of it for you coming up in What's Trending.
Also, hijacking someone else's birthday party so you can propose. That's on the way, too. First is music from Shetty Twins. The Door on Move Radio.
I took a page out of your favorite.